my relationship with Ken is the most important human relationship that I have.
Why should we invest time into our marriage? We're going to go through a number of different points. Number one, because great marriages just don't happen.
By accident.
Thank you for reading my notes. I forgot that. By accident.
Well, I think when I think about our marriage, I think this is my relationship with Ken is the most important human relationship that I have, period. And so I need to make sure that it is at the forefront of all my relationships. You know, it can't be, my girlfriends. It can't be my children's, whatever's going on in their homeschooling or educational, life. It's easy to be like, oh, he's a grown man. He can take care of himself. We're just surviving here. No, like, let's thrive and live abundantly. Mm-hmm. In this relationship, because it is the most important relationship. And the other thing that I find is that a lot of beautiful things, it's like it trickles into my other relationships. If things are going really well with Ken and I, it really, really helps my relationship with my children and with my friends and with other people. If I haven't spent time investing in Ken and I can see how I'm not feeling good inside, and it affects how I relate with other people too.
Mm-hmm. Who's your best friend? Our friends are people that we choose. I chose her. She chose me. This is the truth. Janelle is my best friend. And that's the way marriage should be. There is no other for me than Janelle. Friendships are a matter of choice. And you can choose to make better decisions in your friendships. And one thing that we can choose to do is spend time with our spouse to grow in that relationship, because mm-hmm. great marriages don't happen accidentally. They only happen through intentionality. Mm-hmm. Number two, another reason to invest time into our marriage is because you promised to do so. Do you remember these words, Janelle? I can take you, Janelle, to be my spouse. I promise to be true to you in good times and bad, in sickness and in health. I will love you and honor you all the days of my life.
Yes, I do remember. That's a little bit different.
Yeah.
To be reminded in this way. Thank you for saying that.
You're welcome. And I meant them.
I know.
And if you're in a marriage right now, you said those words to your spouse as well. Mm-hmm. Why do you invest time into your marriage? Because you promised to do so. How can you love and honor somebody unless you spend time with them? You're being faithful to your marriage vows by building that friendship. And that's important. You're being true to that promise. There's something within us that dies when we are not faithful to what we have said. And I think it's more than just being faithful. You want to be excellent at this.
Mm-hmm.
Because love doesn't say, how little can I get away with? Mm-hmm. Love says, how much can I do?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. You want to love abundantly and lavishly. That's the way the Father loves us. Mm. And I feel like we should model that in our marriages.
Number three, why invest time into marriage? Because it's your salvation. Do you have a thought on that, Janelle? What does that mean?
I feel like some people would be like, what? Jesus is my salvation. Mm-hmm. So mm-hmm. What do you mean by that?
My relationship with Janelle, with you, is how I work out my salvation. Mm-hmm. It's how I love. It's how I grow in virtue. Because when I'm faithful to our marriage vows and when I love you, mm-hmm. I'm loving Jesus. Because Jesus is present in every sacrament. The marriage relationship isn't just this buddy thing. It's not like we're dating. Mm-hmm. No, every sacrament makes present Jesus. Mm-hmm. And when we are faithful to our vows and we love the spouse that we're married to, we're actually loving Jesus. Mm-hmm. And it's helping us grow in our relationship with Him. We're working at our salvation. So I believe it's very true to say, in this sense, Janelle is my salvation. Because if I don't love her, my salvation is in jeopardy. So to add to this point, the goal of marriage is not romance. The goal of marriage is the sanctification of the couple and the procreation of children and raising them in the faith and getting them to heaven. Now, does romance play a part in that? Yeah, it aids in that. You know, there's that love that is shared between the man and the woman, and which is beautiful. But that's not the end.
Mm-mm.
It's part of the fuel, the beauty that leads us to Jesus, leads us to heaven, leads to the sanctification of the couples and the raising and procreation and raising of children. Thank you so much, friends, for watching this video. Remember to hit that subscribe button and bell so that YouTube has to notify you of our next video. And share this video on Facebook. Let's spread the good news of our Catholic faith. And thank you so much to our Patreon members who have allowed us to make these videos possible. You guys are amazing.